You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in, being a part of our YouTube channel, His Name Ministries. I want to encourage you, like the video, subscribe. We're getting these videos out weekly. We're really emphasizing it. We really sense by the Holy Spirit emphasizing to get the word out. The word is what changes people's life. So I want to encourage you, subscribe, like this video, comment as we've been talking about the things of the Lord. I shared on our last broadcast about the authority in the name of Jesus. We have authority, not because of what we've done, but what Jesus has done for us. So now I want to talk about this. How did Jesus get the name? How did he get the name? How did this name become the name above all names? And so we're going to look at this. We're going to look at Hebrews chapter 1. I would encourage you, if you have your Bible, turn there. If you don't, just listen. Hebrews chapter 1, God who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He said in the last day, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being, talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, Jesus took our sins, what we deserved, he took for us. Purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Being so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. You know, other translation says, because of his inheritance, he obtained the name above all names. So that name was inherited. What Jesus did for us. And then because of that, the results of that, given the name above all names, by inheritance, that name. Philippians, let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Thank God for that. And that name belongs to us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay, what's this mind? Okay, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay, what's it going to say? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But verse 7, but made himself of no reputation. What did Jesus do? Did he make himself to be known, to be this special person, the best of the best, be praised by everybody? No, it says Jesus made himself. He didn't have someone else try to make him. He literally made himself of no reputation. So what are we called to do? Make ourselves of no reputation. It's not about us. It's about the Lord. Oh, if I do this, I'll be known and I'll be popular and I'll have this and I'll have... Jesus made himself of no reputation. Let this mind be in you. What, we have that same mindset. Not that we don't like ourselves and all that. No, that's the extreme of it. Thank God, you know, we take care of ourselves and all that. But it's not about us being glorified. It's about the Lord. Jesus made himself of no reputation. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says this, humble yourself. What? Humble yourself. And in due time, God will lift you up. You either can try to do the lifting up, or God will try to do the lifting up. I'd rather have God do the lifting up, not yourself. We all know those people. You get around them. It's all about them. Me, myself, and I. What can I do? How can I be bigger? How can I be this? How can I have more Instagram followers? How can people see me? It's all about me, me, me. No, let this mind be in you. I humble myself and God will lift me up. God will put me through, have me walk through doors that I can't walk through. It's when people are talking and blabbing and talking about themselves all the time, they mess up a lot of things. Destiny 9 Ministry, preaching full time. I don't call people and ask to preach. Other people do. No, I don't. I believe the Lord will speak to people. I'll be in places where I see someone, a pastor, and they say, hey, let's have Brandon here. And that's the way to do it. Because I don't want to try to open the door. I don't want to force my way in, and it's not of the Lord. I remember when I first started in ministry, I was with a pastor, very well-known pastor, very well-respected. And he asked me, he said, Brandon, how do you go about you getting meetings? And I told him what I'm telling you. And he looked at me, and he's older, and he has a lot of wisdom. He's a doctor and theologian and everything. He looked at me and he said, Brandon, you're doing it the right way. He said, the other way, you might open doors, but you'll burn more bridges. I don't want to burn bridges. The more you talk, the more you exalt yourself, the more you lift yourself up. You might get away with it for a little bit, but you'll burn bridges. You'll be that person. You'll be that guy. You'll be that girl in the room. And everyone's like, oh, here they are talking about themselves, talking about what they can do. No. What does it say in the scripture? Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. He made himself no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant, was made in likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. And he became obedient unto death, even the cross. Because of that, what happened? Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, Jesus, and gave him a name which is above every name. Because what Jesus did on the cross, he humbled himself, became no reputation. He became obedient unto the most torture and horrific death. He didn't deserve it, but he did it. That perfect sacrifice for you and I. And because of that, hallelujah, because of what he did for us, this is how we have the name. This is how the authority of the name of Jesus came about. Because of that, God highly exalted him, gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth. That word things is italicized. It's beings. Every being shall bow to that name, the name of Jesus. This is the authority we have in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, verse 10. Believest that I'm in the Father, Jesus is speaking, and the Father in me. The words I speak unto you, Jesus is saying this, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, listen up. I say unto you, he that believes on me, that's us, the believing ones, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What? Jesus is saying, the works I do, you'll do. Not just that, greater works. How are we going to do it? How are we going to step into this? Wow. Wow, Jesus, what a promise. Thank you, Lord. How are we going to step into this? And whatsoever, verse 13, you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It glorifies the Father when you use the name of Jesus. Verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I want to repeat it again. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What does anything mean in the Greek? It means anything, anything. That word ask here means demand. He's saying whatsoever you demand in my name, use my name as the authority, with the authority you demand in the name of Jesus, I will do it. The works that I've done, you're going to do, and greater. Why? Because you have my name and you can use it and you can demand in Jesus' name. This is not prayer. This is not asking to the Father. This is using the name, demanding the name, using that name against the enemy. We'll look at prayer. John chapter 16, verse 23. And that day you shall ask me nothing. Why? I'm not going to be with you. But verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you. Up to this point, you haven't asked nothing in my name, but ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So he's saying, you ask the Father in my name. You haven't done it before, but when you ask the Father, that's how prayer is granted. That's how that we're accessed. That's how we have access, is through the name of Jesus. Our prayers are accessed through that name. We use the name like a secret password, the name of Jesus. When you ask the Father in my name, when you pray and you use the name Jesus, it will be granted and you will have joy that will overflow. This is prayer using the name. John 14, asking, talking about demanding. These are two different things. Thank God we can pray to the Father. We can use that name, Jesus. We get our prayers answered through the name. I was worshiping and praying this afternoon. Thank you for the name, Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Things I'm believing for, call it done in Jesus' name. We use the name. It's not just something that we end a prayer on. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for meeting my needs. Jesus' name, amen. No, that name's powerful. That's how your prayers are answered. That's how your prayers are granted, through the name of Jesus. What Jesus said here, whatsoever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. You ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. In my name, use the name. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Peter and John, we know this scripture, go into the temple the ninth hour, 3 o'clock. The guy's begging there. He's not just begging, he's crippled. Verse 6, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. What? Authority, delegated power. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He didn't pray. He didn't say, let's pray. He said, no, in Jesus' name, what he demanded, like John 14 talks about, he demanded in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. We have the name. We have the authority in the name of Jesus because what Jesus has done for us. He got that name through inheritance. He got that name through the great conquest, beating the enemy, going through the cross. God highly exalted him, gave him a name above every name. Why? Here Jesus goes to the cross and, you know, we know what happens after the third day, risen up, and he got that name, and it's a name above every name. Who's it for? Us, the body of Christ, sons and daughters of God. Holy Spirit wants us to know we have the name of Jesus because of what Jesus did for us, not because of what you've did or you go to church every day. It's good to go to church. It's good to pray, but it's because what Jesus did for us, that name. Hallelujah. The name above every name. Use the name. Use the name. Pray. And think about it. When you're praying to the Lord and you use the name Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. Let that become so real to you. Things in your life that you know are not right, you demand in Jesus' name, that thing is going to be straightened up. Demand. Use the name. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, if Destiny and I are disagreeing about something, or, you know, and she's talking and I'm talking, you know, I'll sometimes say, no, in Jesus' name, I demand it in Jesus' name. There's peace in this house. I come against any confusion. I come against anything. What? I'm using that name. And it works every time. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is real. The spiritual world is more real than this natural realm. Stop being so analytical. Stop going by only what you can see. Stop being led by what you see, what you hear, and all this. No, the spiritual realm is real. There's evil spirits that try to steal, kill, and destroy, that come into households, that try to cause disagreements between husbands and wives, that try to do this and that, and use the name of Jesus as the weapon. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the people watching. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the name of Jesus, that you've given us that name, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We treasure you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being a part. Make sure to subscribe, like, hit the notification bell. We're going to get the word out more frequently. So remember, you have authority. You have the name of Jesus because what Jesus has done for you and I. God bless.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.